Bumper Talks. It's therapy session for firemen. Pull up a chair and listen in on these hood rat chats.
Show these neighbors what a bonfire looks like. Well managed. Yeah, no tires.
It's caught a drip torch.
Oh, yeah. Thank you, sir.
I was doing that.
They didn't teach me that at Fire Academy.
They didn't. This guy named Josh
Barbell. Hey, no last name, son.
That's Josh to you.
That guy, I hear he's all right.
Yeah.
No matter what they say.
Hey. That's a look right there,
he
Josh.
He looks pretty good, too.
I'm going to tell you, that's a look, man.
He rocks the hell out
yeah.
of it.
Yeah. That bunker pants and a drip torch.
With a hoodie.
With a hoodie. Light a bonfire.
If this don't say driver, I don't know what does.
Got the pager clipped right there on the collar. Is this premature?
Yeah, it's never premature. Stop we just say it. It is.
He like a good wife. Oh, it's okay. It's fine. It's fine. It's fine.
I promise this never happens.
It's fine. The holidays will let it slide.
I promise this never happens.
And that's not how you normally build bonfires.
Huge.
But it works.
I'm still a little bit hurt about the classic rap conversation.
Yeah. You gotta step your game up.
A little bit. I ain't gonna lie.
You gotta step your game up.
Yeah, well, the fact that he called that classic rap.
Well, it sounded
made
like
me.
Classic rap.
It hit me. It hit me. In a...
The average age of us three is 36.
Uh-uh.
He's 39, you're 37, I'm 36. Yep. Then we got a 22-year-old today. Nerd.
John, did you want this? You want this too? Oh, this is driver all day right here.
Can I interest you in a fish sandwich?
Ooh, I'm about to put that cowboy candy in right now.
Are you old enough?
Yeah, barely.
I need to see some photo identification, please.
Hey, how do you mean, man?
I don't blame him.
Is that little guy comment again?
No. He's got that sweet baby face.
I know, that's right. He's handsome.
Old Trent still probably gets ID'd for anything. Even 10 years down the road, he'll still be getting ID'd.
He's a beautiful man,
He
know?
Is a beautiful man. Yeah. No homo. Or wait, maybe partially homo. That is a good-looking dude.
Let your flag fly, brother.
Oh, it's dying down.
Brother!
Have you ever seen
I heard
that?
This called cricket legs the other day.
Cricket legs?
Yeah.
Some I've tall, never heard called that cricket before. Legs.
Yeah.
Interesting. So, what's one new thing you learned today, Hughes?
One new thing. Spraying up.
Spraying up.
Let it rain down around you.
Spray it up. Spray it up. Hashtag spray it up.
We can move the nozzle up and spray. Why do we do that?
Keep right above you. Not getting hot.
Yeah.
Controlling your extension, right?
Right. Yeah.
Smith County R. Howie 64, correct?
And another thing that can be used for is to penetrate that sheetrock above you. So you actually check for attic or fire extension in the attic. But a good way to do that too is just stay in one spot until you have that sheetrock break. And then you can start working little circles and start getting bigger and bigger chunks. Because if I was trying to punch a hole in like a concrete wall, I'm not just going to do circles, you know what I'm saying? And just constantly keep tapping. I'm going to focus in on one spot and then I'm going to start slowly working around because that weakens everything else. Clear as mud.
Roger that. So other than spraying up, that's a... Listen up, Bipsta. Found a new term for you.
Yeah.
Spraying up.
It's going to get its whole chapter.
Get centerized with your stream. Yeah. And spray up.
No, that's it. Just give me a second. Give me a second.
I'm getting antsy.
What are you doing?
I'm getting anxious. I like big fires.
Every big fire starts from a small fire, Snow. They didn't teach you that at fire academy?
I can't refute that. He's on to something there, you know?
Yeah, oh shit. By golly. Didn't need no 40-hour class teaching me that, huh?
Sorry, I didn't mean to interrupt you.
Another thing?
Yeah. So once the bass gets good, then we can start piling up.
I feel like I got to do something with hands.
I'll get a little tidbit.
In my hands.
Yeah.
About where you would enter from, what the anchorman's job is, communicating.
That's bright, ain't it? Surprise.
I wonder if there's a way to tie that thing up.
Think about if you're a cat burglar in an alley and that spotlight from Popo just goes whoop. Oh boy. Westbound. Are they on a call right now?
White car versus a median, unknown injury vehicles around the roadway. County clear.
Strong possibility they might be hollering for you.
What's up?
Strong possibility they might be hollering for the block.
Yeah, so 5-6-6.
If they do, just get your bunker. That way.
You go down, it's going to be right before 155.
So I'll have to hit 155 and come back.
You may actually have to go past 155.
Yeah, enter on the I-20, stay right, and then you'll have to pass because 155 is the 565 exit. Yeah. So you have to go to 271, which is a few more miles down. Okay. That next exit, take that. Bust to you.
And they're probably going to start backing up, so.
Boom.
Well, the county woke up from his nap.
Sure enough.
That a fact.
And when I get on the scene, straighten the roadway.
Yep. Whatever lane that they're operating in, they'll tell you.
Well, yeah, wherever
you'll switch over to whatever channel they're operating on.
Right.
You just need to ask them where they want you to position at.
And then because from my truck to the same.
Yeah, you're going to come off the front edge of your truck and just build that barrier with them cones.
So if it's in the median, westbound lane, which means that we'll be having to travel
right.
in the opposite direction. So where would the median be if you're in the westbound lane?
Westbound.
Is it going to be on your left side or right
lane
side?
Or the
yes. We're traveling westbound on I-20. That's the rest. They're going to get their volunteers on it, I bet. Yes. So we're driving like we're heading towards Dallas
right.
to go to the wreck, right? What side is that median going to be on?
On that left side.
Okay. So what should that tell you as you're approaching?
I should be in the left lane.
I would probably start traveling in that left lane, yes.
Yeah, you can turn your board on. Go ahead and get your...
Start pushing them to the wreck.
We have an MBA on I-20. Are you able to take the locker? Stand for, I'll grab the
locker. There you go. You're off the hook,
saved
brother.
By grace.
Woo! So in the situation, operationally, one thing's due, being the guy that gets saddled with the blocker periodically, like we were talking about where that wreck is, I'm hailing them on 271 as I'm making as I'm crossing the interstate on 271. Letting them know, because that way they may say, hey, go ahead and start pushing them over at the hill or whatever. That way you're not farther past where they want you to be or whatever else. You know, that gives them kind of a time frame.
Right. Yeah, so be mindful of that stuff. Like, pay attention to it as you're approaching. If you are coming up on the incident and you have a hilltop that you're cresting over, tell them, hey, I'm going to stop short at the hill and push traffic away from them.
That way they see you.
It is not uncommon for me to be a tenth or a quarter mile behind the wreck scene. I'm going to run out of cones before I get to the wreck, but it's that knowledge, if they're down in the bottom, we're given as much forward notice. Because if some dumb son of a bitch hits us.
No, they don't.
We're keeping them safe, you know. We're the sacrifice.
If we average, what, two or three apparatuses hit a year?
Truck the whole time?
Depends. It depends.
At least one.
Yeah, you're going to make me count. So since...
You're our stats guy.
Since 21... Y'all got hit in Snowvid. Flint got hit in Snowvid.
Two rigs. No, it was just the Flint engine.
They got hit in 20.
We got hit Christmas Eve, or New Year's Eve of 2020.
Rodney and them got hit in what, 2018?
Yeah.
So 18 was one. And then since we've come here and started running everything out here,
mine got hit twice.
Winona got hit. Jackson got hit.
Blocker got hit.
Didn't Winona get hit twice?
Both blockers got hit.
Yes.
Yep. Yeah, we've had
about six in 3 years.
I think that was the number I heard the other day. We were talking about six.
They don't play on the interstate. We got a 10-mile stretch in our first two.
Yeah, and that's—I mean—you have to be. You're telling them where to go. You can't leave it up to them to make the decision.
Yeah. And what I've learned, best practice that's worked for me when I'm in the blocker, is I'll go ahead and put my stinger down on the oncoming ramp, and then I'll go ahead and get the arrow. So if they tell us left lane, I'm going to start traveling that left lane, but I'm going to have my arrow pointing right. And I'll go about 30 miles an hour, so that way I'm slowing traffic down, and they're already diverting.
Right. So when it comes to mile markers,
that might be us.
That'll be us.
Yeah. Alright. Well, that was an eventful run.
Oh, man.
See some of them crickets.
I thought Chief was going to jack that dude up and clear the door.
Dude.
He tried to get smart. Chief was like, hey, man.
Oh, did he really?
Yeah. So Chief hit him with all the technical shit. He's like, do you have fire watch here? If you want to be an asshole, we can mess your knot up, bud.
Were they working on it?
Yeah, they were in there redoing the floors.
Well, I knew after 5 minutes of them not canceling on that alarm, I was like, we might.
Yeah.
Might be on something here, boys.
We really doing it, Harry?
We really doing it. That would have been a fun one, though, to stretch.
Yeah. You want to put some of this Pinky Bob wood on there?
Yeah, we can.
Old Pinky Bob. Bless you. Oh, right in your face, son. Hey, you know, that's what my four-year-old does? He runs around in his birthday suit and farts on people.
Happens to the best of us.
That's a learned trait, you know. He learned that from somewhere.
I can assure you I am not that guy.
Is your wife that woman?
I plead the fifth.
Yeah. Oh, you're smart. Yeah.
Christmas is only a few days away.
I love you, Ashley. I wish you guys listening can see the action of this drip torch being utilized to set up this bonfire.
It's a thing of beauty.
It really is.
Yeah.
It's an acquired skill too.
Yeah.
They don't teach that at Fire Academy.
They don't teach that in Fire Academy.
Oh man.
He's just going to be like, what do they mean?
He's got to talk about Fire Academy a lot.
A lot. I'll
still be saying that shit at my retirement party.
That's going to be your retirement cake.
Yeah,
yeah. It's too sad, Fire Academy. Some damp wood.
That is just beautiful. Oh.
All right. Here's one for you, Hughes. Right. What kind of drip torch is that?
It's one that...
Oh, shit. You're starting off this drips liquid.
It drips liquid.
Is that one of
the... I learned how to spray up today.
I learned that drip torch drips liquid.
Yeah.
Well-rounded tour. Wow, we are failing you.
Water goes where you tell it, where you point it, and fire drips out of a drip torch.
Actually, the burning fuel. Well, is there more than one kind, first of all?
Are you talking makes, models, brands, colors?
Same models. Yeah. The answer is yes.
I'm not educated.
That's okay, man.
That is an appropriate answer.
That, oh, man, yeah.
Didn't teach that in the Fire Academy.
Well played. Well played.
Needs a tire.
Anyway,
for a 41. So I keep hearing.
Do we dump all the yellow bucket remnants on there?
I did.
Oh, yeah. Hey.
Chief, we're recording an episode of Hood Rat Chats.
Nice. Can I talk about a guy named Garrett?
No, you cannot, Chief. I can't edit that.
Damn.
Just coming out hot. Just
yeah.
Brat!
Bam! Coming in hot, boys.
302. Brown Street.
Chief, I heard you had to get serious with the guy on the call.
Where now?
Down there. I came around the corner and you were like almost knife-handed.
Oh, he come out the door with an attitude.
Yeah. I was like, oh, shit, all right.
Get hit because
when I pulled up, right, I start walking to 360. And I sound my siren because I know there's somebody in the building because it's parked right in the fire lane. Mm-hmm. And so do you think they try to come to the door? No.
Check.
And so then I start walking around the building and I walk and they're on the very far end of the gymnasium. And so I just like boom, 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 hit the door until they look down my way. And then here they come walking. And then he opens the door with an attitude. And I'm like, you know.
You see these speaking trumpets, son?
Golly. What's people's problems these days, man?
I think a lot of it had to do with post-COVID. It turned everyone into a-holes.
Ah, too many people got comfortable talking shit and I get punched in the fucking face for it. That's bad.
I wasn't looking for no trouble. I was just trying to figure out.
But you found it.
Yeah. You almost shook hands with Danger, Chief.
Do you know what we're talking about on that? The shake hands with Danger deal?
No.
Oh, man.
So, the safety video from the 70s, Caterpillar put together. That was classic. It's great.
And it's got. So, you remember like C.W. McCall or like Red Soap?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
So, it's.
The old trucker song?
Yeah. So, it's got that kind of music in the background. And it's got these dudes, it's just terrible acting. And it's got like an OSHA safety video. And like, he like slaps a wrench in this dude's hand. He's like, hold your hand. He's like, shaking hands with Danger. It's so cheesy.
Guys falling off a track hose. Guys forklifts running over people. I mean, it's
yeah.
It's,
they travel like a motor grader through a house, like
on a cliff.
Yeah.
But hey, were you not engaged? Were y'all like, oh shit, he's going right over the edge? And then everyone, when he stopped, there was like, oh, it could have been worse. And I was like, they learned something. Look, they saw there were more than one hazard.
That's why it's still being used in 2023.
Yeah.
Tell you, John, I noticed on our training you didn't log in and put down 1 hour for shake hands with Danger.
Well, I'll have to build that one.
You got to build it.
I got to build that one.
And add the link to it and everything. You just need to.
Yeah. Only a select few people are going to know what that is.
Do you get a like aftertaste of almost like pickle juice?
Yeah, absolutely.
On this mango man?
Something kind of like it.
Yeah, absolutely.
Just thought of that.
All right, nice little segue there.
See what I did there?
You're shaking hands with Danger and you're over here with pickle juice.
Some people never learn.
They go hand in hand.
I knew snow was coming up.
He gets
so
another round of
that.
It. Yeah. I found like 10 more videos similar.
You know, that's what's
this morning already got me hot with old boy in the hose testing, man.
I went down there and handled right up on that. He was a different character when I said
so. You came back to the bay and you're like, everything squared away. I was like, roger that.
Yeah.
I you chose this profession, sir. Don't get mad at me. Yeah.
You answered the Craigslist ad.
Yeah, we squared him up real quick. He told me it was a misunderstanding. I was like, well.
Yeah.
Sure.
Yeah.
Something got misunderstood.
You just shook hands. You shook hands with Danger. Our former MMA fighter
old,
over
the
here.
The old dirty, hairy stare, the little eye squint, little action there. Nope, tough crowd tonight. No laughs on that one. I know what you feel like now.
I've seen a guy.
You're all weak.
This is no kidding. Your dad was there. We're all up in the bay. We're cleaning the bay out, and this man come up on the apron and got into it with Captain Baldwin. And I mean, it was serious on the apron. And all the guys in the station, except for George was gone making rounds.
I've got a
all walked up to the end of that damn bay.
Patience.
Yeah.
that bowed up. I mean, there was all of this. There was seven other men, grown men, standing there behind ball and like, go ahead and touch him.
This must be what fighting legacy.
And I guarantee you, if that guy had even remotely thought about touching ball when he got his ass whipped,
I can piss it out.
That's why a lot of the old vets are just like, "Did you just go in and do it?"
Like, these are the room.
Get right there.
See, you can't make this stuff up. So this is a true story. We're at Central, and this is before the building across the street was SWEPCO. Mm-hmm. It was not the college. And so we're out there working in the yard and out on the front apron, and this guy comes wheeling up in front of the station real quick and parks and jumps out of his car. And he comes over to me and Cornette. Cornette's a big old burly guy. He's one of the drivers.
Mm-hmm.
And he says, "Hey, this guy walking down the street towards us right here has come in my store and stole a bunch of cigarettes."
Hmm.
And so me and Cornette are like, hollered and said, "Y'all get PD coming." So we start walking across the street after this fella, and he throws all them cigarettes down and takes off around that corner of the SWEPCO building on the sidewalk. And by the time he got around that corner right there, Cornette snatched hold of a piece of his shirt, pulled on it, and he crashed on the sidewalk. And I got to watch the whole thing. We apprehended that dude and held him until
citizens
the police
arrest.
Got there, buddy.
Guy just wanted to sell some singles.
it's like Gomer Pyle. Citizens arrest! Citizens arrest!
How good can you blow?
Behave.
You gonna blow that out?
I'm gonna try.
Yeah. This is drier.
Look at you, man.
Golly.
You're gonna do well.
It's not ready for that. Just lean it right here. So
22 years experience blowing out birthday candles. That's what you get right there.
That's facts.
Hey, buddy. You're going places. That's a step up in heavy petting.
Classic rock.
heavy petting leads to that, so that's just right. Give it time. You'll get there.
Heavy petting. So the next time that you're at home.
Like, once you learn at Red Springs, you're going to forget about flowing water up.
You guys heavy are going to get the throes of passion, and you're going to start giggling like a little schoolgirl, because all you're going to think about is heavy petting.
It's going to be, your little girlfriend. But hey, hold on, time out for a second. You know what this is called? I believe this is what the old men were calling heavy petting. They said they used to do it back in the old 1900s.
Yeah,
the late 1900s.
The classic rap days.
Yeah.
Last century.
Early 2000s. Shit. Golly.
Heavy petty.
Come with me, Hughes.
You want to get some more? We're going to go get hay.
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 Yeah, so for all you listeners, now that they've left, this podcast is brought to you by
Heavy Petting.
Heavy Petting. Nothing said on here represents the agency that we work for or the fire departments we work part-time for, nor our families. Our mothers are already disappointed.
He could have been a lawyer.
Yeah, the humidity is what's kicking your hiney on the fire tonight.
Well, making that run, you see all this low-hanging fog everywhere, and everyone that had a burn pile, it's all just 5 feet off the ground.
Yeah, laying right on the ground.
Oh, man.
That fella wouldn't. That dude had two tires.
It was rough. We actually had to make a trip down the neighborhood just be like,
yeah. Yeah, we thought we had another one burning, man. I'm like,
my neighbor,
Christ, not again.
My neighbor out there at the lake has been burning his leaves, and for 2 days in a row, he has smoked us back into the house. Can't do shit outside. And I want to go down there and tell his dumb ass, look at the relative humidity. It's above 70%. Them leaves are not going to burn.
Yep. Well, my neighbor next door, they got about an acre and a half where they just let it go because the lawnmower was broken for a while. And it's to the point, it ain't worth taking a bush hog over. It's going to be better just to burn it. And they've been on my butt. Are you going to come burn? Are you going to come burn? So I was like, well, give it, because it still had too much green in it. I said, it ain't going to be worth a damn. Yep. And so it's still on it. So
I had to tell her boyfriend, and I was like, just give it time, hold on.
If the relative humidity is not below 40%, leaves ain't gonna burn.
Right.
And I can prove that.
Well, it ain't worth the trouble if it's above 40, you're right.
I felt like I was in a Hardy Boys book. Flashlight and pastures.
Well, Hardy, you know,
got a mystery.
Hold on. Wanna turn that podcast off. Can't tell you what all we said while he was gone.
You gotta give the people what they want.
That'll be worth somebody's time to listen to.
Oh yeah, that'd be good right there.
That's real nice, man.
Real nice.
Nothing like putting some flashy 1 hour fuels on top of our 10 and 100 hour fuels.
That's it. Now that is what I learned at the fire academy.
Very good. Proud of you.
We need to get some marshmallows. A little hot.
I think we're about to have another lesson in a second.
Yeah. Where y'all listening to the 64 wreck?
We were.
That could have been like really bad.
Head on or something like that.
They're fortunate that only 3 people went to the hospital on that deal.
No fatality? Really? Well,
that's good.
Any pin in?
Nobody even pinned in the vehicle.
Was there even a car fire? Boy, I couldn't have said that more. Upshur County, was there a car fire?
Car fire.
Deer, 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 deer. Do live on the mountain. Grew up in the valley, back in the holler.
That was fun for a minute.
So, what they didn't teach you at Fire Academy, apparently.
Life flashy fuels seem to burn really fast, see, and you know, they'll go, and they just don't exist. Not the BTUs. When we talk about the BTUs, they just don't put out that much. You see, it was a flash, poof, gone, and then those 100-hour fuels, they didn't have the resonance time to turn around and dry out to burn anymore. So I see. On our next episode.
You need a leaf blower.
I'm glaiving, you know.
South Dakota. We got a little something going over there.
Yeah, that's true.
It's our hot spot.
Oh, it's hot.
No shit.
Caution, contents inside.
Use washer, bar, hut.
So what else did you learn?
That's pretty good. That's getting good in there.
That's the spot right there.
That's the good stuff.
That's good stuff.
Patience, my friend.
Patience.
But I'll let you think that your hay did that. You know?
It did not, absolutely.
Hey.
So what'd you want to do tomorrow?
The same thing we do every night.
Drags.
Drag.
All right.
Heard it here first. Wants a drag show. Let's do it. That'd be a good time.
It will be.
Yeah.
Straps. Strapless. Strap-ons.
All right. Pick-offs.
Pick-offs. I like how you just kept going with that.
Wedding.
Have y'all read this?
Tubular wedding.
There will be lots of heavy petting.
The 2 firefighter paramedics.
Oh, no. Sir?
Found guilty of criminally negligent homicide today. 2 firefighter paramedics in Colorado.
Oh, wow.
23-year-old black man who was subdued by police was injected with ketamine in Aurora, Colorado.
May I borrow your poker?
You sure can. There we
what
go.
Makes people do stuff like that?
It's
like, God.
There are instances where that's appropriate.
Could use it on that altercation we had in the trailer home that morning.
Oh, man. Well, yeah, you know.
Or a mini Waco.
Yeah, no
I'm
shit.
Not coming out.
Yeah, you are. Go ahead and take the L, bud. Let go of my friend.
We're not doing that today.
Let go of my friend. That was still like, I'm over there fighting a hand going for shit, and I just hear, let go of my friend, which made me like, oh shit, there is another hand. I got this one. What's going on with the other one? Well, apparently he was latched on to Jake.
I got a little wide for a second. I was like, all right.
Yeah, the freaking cops sold tickets on us.
No doubt.
I want body cam footage of all that. Not for the coolness, because there was no coolness. Just be like, see this. This is what we're doing.
Yeah.
This is what we're doing.
Going to another day in gangland.
People are like, oh, you must be taking naps and having easy days. No, this is pretty average. This crap here. And then people, you know, and that's the stuff when people are like, oh, no, that's what y'all do?
Not everyone just sits in recliners all day.
King of the Springs.
Oh, ooh, I saw that coming too, bro. It's like the other day when I was cooking dinner and opened up the oven and just got hit.
Took some eye hits, huh?
Yeah. And contacts do glaze over.
Shit.
I need to call you Bush.
No, I didn't climb in the fire, okay?
What no fire when I climbed in?
With gasoline.
No offense, Butch. Well, I already laughed in your face. Here. I can laugh on this podcast. They obviously did not teach that in fire school either, so.
He's just doing his own stunts, man.
Yeah.
You said, thinking back, we should have paid the extra $1,000 to have the guy that cleared it.
Or just a little at a time. Just a little
out.
At a time.
Hear me out. Out. You just pack it in there where it's good and tight, and then wait till a day where it's appropriate to burn, then burn it.
It just wouldn't light, because I mean it was a little humid out and a little drizzly, so I had to climb up in there like, oh
yeah,
Jesus.
You chose to pick that day.
My guy. I'll give him this though. There was probably parental pressure to get it done, you know, and all
that's
that.
Fair.
You know. Been there, done that, done some sketchy stuff. Gotta get this done. We're on the clock.
Bardwell, you successfully revived the fire.
It was your hay. I'll let you have that one. It's your flashy fuels.
What do I want to do for breakfast in the morning?
I don't know.
Well, we can
Hughes.
Do...
For the love of God, don't say donuts.
Nah. It's always an option.
We're slumming at this tour, so.
Whataburger?
Oh, my dog.
Yeah. Whataburger or Sefco? Either one's fine with me.
I'll take Whataburger over Sefco for breakfast any day.
We did homemade honey butter chicken biscuits the other night at the house.
Did you get the Whataburger?
Yes, we did.
Oh, yeah.
It's legit.
I can go straight fat.
Homemade biscuits.
Yeah.
That was a deal sealer right there.
Did you make your own chicken?
No.
Or did you do chicken?
Tyson's breaded
chicken
frozen
tenders?
Chicken.
Yeah,
absolutely
yeah,
hooked
yeah.
us up on that one.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we can do that.
Homemade biscuits. That's man. That's a good time.
Now, had we had the patience or the resources to do that, that would have been money.
Yeah.
We just didn't have grilled chicken breast to make that happen.
Well, and feeding the football team like you are.
Believe that.
You know, it's time comes a factor.
We just broke open a case of MREs, started tossing them out to the kids. Don't forget to chew the gum at the end, child.
So yesterday, though, they were...
We saved toilet paper for 3 days.
They were definitely on one and just full of vibrant energy, and I said, y'all get outside and go play. And Ben, the four-year-old, was like, thank you, Daddy, and he started up and down jumping outside. I said, Daddy, you're so nice. And I'm like, all right, man, why don't you just, like, you don't need me to prompt you to go outside. Like, that's what I told Braden and Brooklyn. I was like, just go, it's there. Let me find out, Chief.
Oh yeah, Gangster's
what?
Paradise.
Well, I hear you over there.
What,
that's some good tunes you're playing. Oh,
yeah.
You're TikToking. That makes sense. I was like, okay.
Listen.
Yeah. As I walk through the valley of the shadow of death.
I'll still have to hit you.
It's a big boy.
Sheesh kebab, man.
Is he carrying the boat?
I do not own rights to that song.
Hey, you hear him? He leaned back. He goes, classic.
Just say when, Lou. Got that right here and cocked.
I can't think of that song with the Amish remix thing.
The what? Weird Amish Al? Remix?
Yeah, Amish Paradise.
Yeah.
Yeah, Weird Al, man.
Yeah, Weird Al.
Sounds weird. I heard he ran with scissors. I am like stretching for him right now.
Oh, man. That was a win. But those listeners out here don't know, you got the fist bump for that one.
It was earned, not given.
That's right. Congratulations on your commendation. The obscure Weird Al reference. This is a house of learned doctors.
Shit.
Which don't always prove it.
What you peeping out over there? He's on the move. That's a cat. It's a gato underneath the trailer.
It's dos gatos.
Two? Oh, I see that one.
Round. I turned around and that one was right there. I was like, holy shit, man, what is that?
Chupacabra. I'm not rescuing them. I already rescued one from here.
Yeah, that's their parents coming back to get you.
Probably,
your ass.
Yeah. I got your number.
We had more. So many mouths to feed. Take another.
Dude, she's a little ninja though, man. Did y'all get a kick out of that picture where she was trying to steal the bacon off the plate?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Claws engaged too.
Hey, man, you're getting closer. That's just not cool.
You're coming at me all wrong. Yeah. Coming at me all wrong. Stab you in the face with the side of an eye.
This is Joe Dirt.
Good old Christopher Walken.
He is a classic.
He is.
On the move. By the time.
Slow rolling you, boy. It's like, I got my eye on you.
I don't think they're rabid.
Wait a minute. They're rabid me over here.
Blood and water, bub.
Yeah.
Fins up.
It'd be a fair fight on stature. Oh, look. Oh, my. Look, Black Panthers. You're not allowed to our Black Panther party.
It's just weird seeing them glowing eyes. Oh, good call, Chief.
Sleep on that.
Gonna blind him. Gonna get a meow out of him. Oh, that's a tabby.
Wow, he's right behind you. Oh, hey, kitty cat.
Yeah, it looks just like Spade. That might be the parents.
Wow.
Wow.
Yeah.
Hughes, you've been chosen.
See your best cat call, Hughes.
I save that for.
With a mustache like that, you better be good at it.
I'll save that for other places, I mean.
Save that for other places.
Outside, around the fire with a bunch of men, it's not the place. Or the time.
Well played. They're definitely curious, aren't they?
Right.
What you doing there, Kiki?
Bet you won't pet it, Chief.
What are y'all gonna do with that son of a bitch? Just
you gonna get a ringworm?
I'm gonna laugh my ass off.
Lances on his face.
I heard when the tail puffs up, it likes you. The cat whispered over there. Look at him.
Oh my gosh! It's
coming.
At it.
It's approaching.
It is. Like, well, thanks for not blinding me anymore, sir. I'm more inclined to.
Yeah, 2,000 lumen light over there.
Find Chief in the morning all itchy and everything else. Be like, what's going on?
Hold it up.
Chief, that's ringworm. Cats, you want to see my butthole?
That reminds me of the Joe Rogan skit.
Doggy.
Don't you get up in that hood, man. I'll have no mercy Sunday morning when I start the engine.
I wouldn't be surprised if these cats aren't out here gopher hunting, though, too.
Oh,
you know?
Man, yeah.
Well, let them. Keep letting them do their thing. Oh, brother.
So that great blue heron's back in my pasture.
Yeah.
Y'all ever seen a great blue heron hunt? On the ground?
No.
Yep.
We got two of them on our lake, man. They're impressive to watch on the lake.
This great blue heron has been working the pastures, and the gophers, when it warmed up again, the gophers start popping up. This great blue heron is out stalking in the pastures around those mounds. It will actually wait for a mound, and you'll watch it. It is eating gophers.
Yeah.
I've seen it with a gopher in the mouth.
That's pretty cool.
It is cool as hell. Yeah. But I was like,
that's wild.
You got to be kidding me. So I actually had to Google it up. Saw it last year, and that's when I had to, like, wait. Am I witnessing something that's undocumented? Is this about to be, like, is this wildlife biologist?
You get your David Attenborough.
Oh, yeah. I was like, and, of course, I read, and they were like, yeah, this happens. Like, oh, well, that's pretty cool.
But yeah, had that Stetson hat we were looking at last tour. On
mm-hmm. I still yeah. hadn't ordered it.
You really thinking about it?
Yeah, I was thinking about it. I like that Tom Horn one, though. Or that Tom Horn style.
Mm-hmm.
I've got several.
My wife wasn't too keen on it.
Hats that are of different brands and everything, but that... I have a black Stetson. It's probably the most comfortable hat out of all the hats I have. You can't go wrong with it.
Mm-hmm. I've got an old brown Stetson that is still, it's hanging in there. It looks rough as hell, and it's a good one. And I've got a Resist All that's lasted a long time.
You don't
want to
get rid of.
Yeah. That Resist All of mine has been through the ringer, and it's still doing pretty good. I mean, felt looks like garbage, so it's just a working hat.
Yeah.
My Rodeo King's been the best hat I've had.
Rodeo King?
Yep.
Yeah.
My wife will tell you that's the last thing I need is another hat.
I got a pretty sweet ball cat in the truck.
Hey, I got about 39 pretty sweet ball cats.
The connoisseur of ball caps.
That's a warm fire now.
When you got a lot of friends that have different little fire service companies and stuff to support them.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. No doubt.
And they keep coming out with new designs, and they keep looking sweeter and sweeter. I'm like, all right, I got to get that one, too.
Yep.
Well, you're an influencer, so, you know, I mean, these things happen.
I don't.
Who's going to carry them all?
That's not very often. I
carry the bricks.
Wear a cap, that's for sure. Not very often.
We do that same little technique over here. We got a void space. They can need some flashy one out.
Just because you see fire don't mean you're not getting good heat. Oh, you're going to burn them.
You see that fire off gas, and look at it. That's what it's doing.
You just like to see fire.
You might have something there to that.
You're down in there good.
That is not in there good.
Underneath. Oh,
it's as good as I can get it. I don't have a poker. You took it from me.
Well, it's burning up, so.
Got him by the short hairs now, don't we?
I'm glad to see Bardwell in a different demeanor. Because when I walked in the door this morning, he was not in a good demeanor.
I was not in a good demeanor this morning.
I think he was on the verge of telling Van Winkle to go get bent.
Well, Chief, unfortunately, before you walked in, I just told him that.
Did you?
Yeah.
Oh, hell, I ain't missed that. Because
he was so nonchalant about everything, and just like, oh, my gosh. I didn't mind getting man. I mean, you know, no one wants to get mandoed, but, I mean, it's part of it.
Yeah.
And, I just didn't like the being taken out of service the majority of my shift to do something these guys are getting paid to do over here with the hose testing guys, and we've got calls dropping, and we're getting covered by the floater engine who needs to be covered for other people. And that was kind of like, that's counterintuitive to call, you know, ordering back folks if you're going to pigeonhole them here when we need to be, you know, like, pumper should have came, we should have gotten our pumper done. Screw the tenders, leave them here, they can be done whenever.
Right.
And we go back to district and
Go to work,
you know?
Yeah.
I understand. Now, yesterday was a logistic nightmare for him because, you know, he had overlap and stuff. But still, that was my
really not an. It's really not that complicated.
That was just my rub.
We facilitated things just fine today without pulling multiple companies out of service at one time.
So that was my rub this morning, but yeah, I apologize for it, though. This just might be my last shift. Of course, as soon as the door closed behind me, I was like, well, that was a dumb thing to say. You know, I was like, everyone damn well knows I'm not going anywhere.
So what kind of drip torch is that?
It's a Panama.
Panama.
So it's Panama torches. See, it's got that square head on it. The main thing on the Panamas and turning it on, you know, the actual the fuel flow is on that knob on there. So it's easy. You don't have to actually take the wand off or anything else. Good thing about the Panama with that wide end, you're not dealing with like a cotton wick with the standard old school torch where you got to change the wick out every now and then when it fouls out or whatever else. So, I mean, it's just fuel. So the Panamas are pretty cool. But again, you know, they typically stay like that. You can take the wand off and they make a holder you can put it in, but then you got to assemble and all that stuff. So. But nice that you can just shut it off and keep it in the weather and you don't worry about that wick getting wet and moldy or whatever else like the other ones. Why you don't see a lot of your typical drip torches staying in the ready condition. Yeah. So no wicky, no fiery.
Who sings that song, Hughes?
I got no idea.
He's gonna go back to the station like, oh, those dudes, all they do is just fucking trivia all day long.
Let's just put on some Alan Jackson and call it a day, guys.
Get teary-eyed and just have a good day.
American treasure.
Just want to cook my breakfast to Keith Whitley like a normal dude.
Oh. You know what we said we talked about starting and we did? Who was it that has not... Snow hadn't seen Eastbound and Down.
Yeah. That's right.
We got to get you started on that.
The show with...
Danny McBride?
Yeah. I watched a couple episodes.
Oh, my gosh. First season's the best. Second season's pretty darn good. Third season goes off the rails a little bit, but it's got Don Johnson, which makes it pretty good. When he goes and plays for the Mermen. Minor league. Katie Mixon in her prime, though. I had a thing for Katie Mixon. Golly.
She's trying.
It's doing. It's really hot in there. It's doing.
Oh yeah, you can see it.
I'm sorry I didn't build a fire to your aesthetic wishes. I'll try to make a prettier fire next time.
Make it pretty. Why don't you slay it?
Slay. Oh shit.
How do you have a gut feeling we're going to be up all night?
Yeah?
Mm-hmm.
Think so?
Yep.
You got enough snuff?
Yep.
If he doesn't, I've got enough red man to keep us going through the rest of the tour.
Got enough red man for the tribe?
Yeah.
For our war party?
Oh, shit. Damn.
He arrives. Needs a little more killing wood.
That's right. While we were gone, the big stuff had collapsed.
Mm-hmm.
And it was still too hot. It wasn't worth pulling out. It was doing its thing. It just...
Well, that's definitely giving off heat like it's supposed to year out.
Thank you for verifying that to the listeners. So they don't think I'm some jamook that didn't learn how to make a good fire in Fire Academy or Boy Scouts or...
Clocked in over 20 daggum years in the wildland fire, and I can't create a 3x3 bonfire.
Gosh, Jay, it's time to hang it up. Hang it up. Put me on an ambulance. I'm done. Well, I guess I will go get my medic. Call me the ambulance driver.
Hell yeah. Take me
this. Closing off all the oxygen ports now. Did that make sense?
Oh, hey, let me see that block before you burn it up. PPC, that is,
what's that tell you?
Well, that's who the,
you just gonna pull this one right out of your ass here?
Well, I'm trying to think who IPPC is.
Right?
That's the mill where sawmill that came from, so. They're always labeling, that's the batch number and everything else. So you could actually get on and be like, all right, where's this? But this is some pretty old freaking wood.
Look at I that thought you were fixing to pull out like mm-hmm. international pallet providers of California or something like that. I didn't know what you were about to say.
Man.
You may be on something.
Yeah, I did pull that one out of my ass, though.
International pallet people's communism? Well, look at that tiger. This poor board, or this poor wood, has no business going to a goddamn pallet. This poor thing should have been nice lumber somewhere. Look at that. Look at what a waste.
Yeah.
What
spoken
a waste.
Like a true forester.
I mean, seriously, though. Look at that grain, Chief. This poor wood should have gone somewhere else. But no, here it is. Nay, nay. It was wasted. It became a pallet. When this could have been a structurally sound beam in a home to last for a long time, or, you know.
I do like the way you're gripping that grain, though.
We're going to have a fire here in just about 3 more minutes.
For the listeners out there, we have had a very nice fire this whole time.
No, we're going to have a fire. A fire.
These structural firemen want to see fire. They aren't content with the massive amounts of BTU that are hot coals or good. So just know.
He's about to pack up his toys and go home.
Here, take this block of it.
I'm taking me and my dozer and going to the damn house.
Yeah.
My Panama torch, y'all kiss my ass.
That's right. Yeah. It's going to be the quietest 6-7 mile per hour ride to the next call, I'll tell you that.
And this shit right here is going to struggle to burn because.
Well, you talk to the rogue.
It's so wet. And that's copper. I mean, that's fresh wood I just cut. That tree was a live tree standing yesterday before it hit the ground.
There it was. Boom.
Oh, that? No, that was nothing.
Oh,
man. Wait till they come off in rapid succession.
The old fire intensifying.
Bro, it's just now 8:30.
Yeah,
is it really only 8:30?
It is only 8:30.
Heck on.
Those folks are just now cracking their second case after their little siesta, man. It's
what is today, Friday?
See how it's just licking up the wood?
I like that.
Yep.
Son of a bitch.
It's aesthetically pleading. Pleasing.
Aesthetically pleasing.
Yeah, got that.
We got another Saturday night in the county, man. It's going to get...
We're working the weekend.
The center down here is working. They were getting teed up for tomorrow.
Night moves.
Bob Seger, actually.
Yeah, Bob Seger, man. Good stuff.
Trying to make some front driving news or whatever it is. I don't know.
Bob.
Front page drive-in news.
Thank you.
He would know.
Yeah.
He's part of the yacht club.
Yeah.
Or the yacht rock club.
Yacht rock, baby.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Oh, y'all my dad tripped out when I told him about that.
I don't need it more.
Yeah, it's on Pandora.
It is on Pandora, but not
Spotify.
Series.
They took it off all those.
It's on Spotify.
Yeah, you can.
There's a Yacht Rock playlist on Spotify.
Yeah, Spotify's got it. Pandora's got a really good one. Yeah, that's my Sunday morning make breakfast music right there. Hell yeah.
Do y'all need me to run to the store and get y'all some groceries for in the morning for breakfast?
No, we're going to run down to Whataburger and eat. We're slumming it this tour.
All right.
We're Look at it. It's increasing.
Slumming the whole tour.
Oh,
growing in size. Right. Listen to the crackle. That's what I sound like every morning. Pop, 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 pop.
Where are you going there, bud? Legs are getting a little toasty.
Wow, he's... Wow.
Hey.
Would you say that the temperature ratio earlier was adequate for your comfort?
I think the low temperature of the wood that was burning was adequate.
Yeah.
For the 18 inches my legs were away.
It's consideration, you know?
Yeah.
But no, these guys had to, quote-unquote, these kids had to, quote-unquote, dial it to 11. As they say.
Turn it!
Oh, yeah.
Well, this fire is slapping.
You know the fire's good when it starts sounding like macaroni.
What's up? Oh, yeah.
Hot.
What is this?
Carmen Dallas.
It's like this old Toyota commercials. Ole, ole, ole.
Oh, my God. Is that, you brought that out of the gray matter,
Toyota's
man.
Toyota's hot.
Shit, I forgot.
Well,
about
it's Hot Deals.
Hey, what's up, cats? What y'all doing?
Oh, dang, they're right there.
Dirty mocking the boys. You could go fucking your Volkswagen. It will happen again.
You'll fucking
car again. It will happen.
Wow.
It's not a Prius, guys.
I got him something. Cats in their primal stage.
Cats in the cradle.
Can you dial this fire down to 9 now? Daggone.
Well, no, y'all fucking did, dude. No.
So easily worked up.
Oh, man. Yeah. No, y'all fucking did this. Oh, shit.
Fire, I'll put a fire. It's scorching. Burning eyebrows around here.
Yeah.
And tomorrow.
Had to go get his juice.
Hey, Chief, isn't Baywatch on?
I kid.
Hey, what's that mean, Smoke?
Well, that means it is. It's only allotted for 1 hour of recording time doing this. But if I invite a guest or whatnot, it can go as long as needed. I don't know how Jocko does it for like 4 hours.
Yeah.
Yeah, his episodes. And I try my best to like follow him, so I'll pause and try and come back, but I forgot what they were talking about. I'm like,
yeah. Hughes, I hope you're ready, man. I'm going to drag your big ass all over this place.
Hell yeah.
All right. We're going to get in the prop tomorrow, too.
Yes.
We don't have the box here. It's in freaking Caddo, isn't it?
Yep.
Ah.
The snow cone stand?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yep. We need to build a new one, though. We talked about it.
Yeah.
Dude. Boy, we really like we'll to do it with the removable divider, too. But we'll do whatever you want to do.
See your 7-foot ass wad up in that thing. I can just, like, walk
he
over
it. He made
it
through the confidence course.
Oh, yeah.
I like the snow cone stand because it's great for ergonomics, you know?
Mm-hmm.
What's the snow cone? So you had to.
It was the cube.
What? How tall was it? 2 feet?
It's 4 foot tall, but you have 2 feet by 2 feet by 2 feet of work room everywhere you go inside.
It's a
that
four
box.
By four by four cube, and
you got to traverse over a 2 foot hole into a 2 foot cavity, then you got a 2 foot wall that drops down. 4 foot by 4 foot by 4 foot. Wow, bro.
So
hear me out. Hear me out.
So a cube is when you take a square.
It's three dimensional.
Yeah, everywhere you go, it's 2 feet of worker.
I see. Yeah, so you have to manipulate yourself over a 2 foot wall, and you fall down into a 2 foot void. You have to come underneath a 2 foot wall, and then up and out of a 2 foot.
So
wall.
Imagine, take the walls away from the cube, a three dimensional square, and you would have. So let's say this is the ground. Yeah. So you would have wall.
There
you go. Wall,
buckets getting hot now.
You gotta go boop boop. Boop. Right. Yeah. Or you flip it over and you gotta go boop boop like that.
There you go.
Yeah.
You hear it?
Yeah.
It wasn't automatic gunfire, but it's just semi-automatic.
Put us in, coach.
Attention Dixon Fire, Fire. Dixon Fire, County Road 1125 and Greenland Boulevard. The area of County Road 1125 and Greenland Boulevard. Reported a thick smoke, smelling like burning plastic in the area. Unknown location.
Thick.
Is that a C? Is that with two C's? Is that with two C's or a CK?
I can tell you somebody's cussing right now.
Yeah, hell yeah, he is. Yeah, it's not quite now.
My leg hairs are off
gas. Old Greg yet.
Should probably back up here.
Now he's having to take his facial mask off. And yeah. I just lotioned
he
up.
He just cut up the cucumbers
on
his eyes.
Got the cucumbers sliding off right now.
Son of a bitch.
His driver's over there caressing his air bottle like, I gotta get up.
I think they're just trying to seek warmth.
No, for all I know, there may be a mouse living in that engine, so.
Yeah, well, that may solve your problem for you.
But yeah, we'll go through that the box like you went through in orientation.
The box.
Yeah,
Denver Drill Prop.
Yeah. I didn't see it over there.
It's there. It's there.
What do you call that?
The Denver Drill Prop. Have you did the one man rescue fully packed out when y'all went through?
They didn't do that. Not whenever they went through.
Only when I got a hold of it did everyone do that, huh?
No, we did. They did in packs, but they did it with multiples.
I had it at a. You want the aesthetic. You got the aesthetic.
Came with the heat.
It is sexy. Bring the heat.
Do not look at your 6 o'clock.
This has been another episode of Hood Rat Chats.